Well, good morning. It's Friday, and I'm glad you've joined us on the Elkin Church of Christ radio program this morning. I'm Channing Hinkle. This week, we've been talking about influence, and today we'll wrap up this idea of influence. And I want us to think this morning about an idea that you may not have considered. Our influence is immortal. It is eternal. That's right. Our influence can be said to last forever. So how is it that one's influence could last beyond their own life and even into eternity? Well, let's think about it together. So many figures of the Bible still live on the pages of Scripture and in the millions and millions of lives that they have touched. The influence of these Bible figures and their example still lives on. It still touches all those who are willing to read and study the Scriptures. But it's more than that. Their influence is for good, and their instruction and preaching, it has, it does, and it will continue to influence people all the way to eternity. It is because of their influence that many people have dedicated their lives to serving God, and thus carries them into eternity, and hopefully us into eternity as well. I think one could say that their influence, those Bible characters, their influence lives on forever and ever. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. The faith of Abel is still speaking today. It's speaking to us today, even though he is dead. But his influence is not dead. And we can see example after example of the great faith that still influences us today. From Noah and Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Joseph, and many others that you'll see listed in Hebrews chapter 11, the great chapter of faith. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Paul here is instructing the Christians in Philippi, and he is still instructing Christians in all the world with the same passage, even as we read it this very day. He is instructing us. And as he states in verse 9, these things that they learned and saw in Paul, they should follow his example. Even though Paul is dead, he is still teaching you and I today his great influence. In Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, it says, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Verse 3 here says that those who turn many to righteousness, these are people who have lived and taught in a way to influence others to be righteous. These people will be like the stars forever and ever. Wow, what a statement. Now, the question is, what will your influence be? Will it be like the influence from the great characters of faith in Hebrews chapter 11? Will your influence be like the great apostles of the New Testament, Peter and Paul and Timothy and many others? Will it be like the perfect example of Jesus Christ Himself? Or will your influence be like those who laid out an example of disobedience and wickedness? Those like Cain, the evil kings of Israel and Judah, like King Ahab, the many scribes and Pharisees of the New Testament. What about even Judas, the traitor who betrayed Jesus Christ our Savior? Or even the terrible Jezebel, whose name itself is synonymous with sin and wickedness? Each and every day we make choices. Choices how we talk and how we act. These words and actions will be seen and heard by others who will then have their own choice to make. Will our actions and words influence others to be good or evil? Will it be to be righteous or wicked? Will our influence be helpful or hurtful? Will it be to help others be Christians or just be like the rest of the world? Remember, people are always watching. What will your legacy of your influence be on your family, your friends, your neighbors, and even on strangers? Well, we're out of time once again, but thank you so much for joining our program. Have a blessed day.